Hello, my spiritual brothers and sisters, freedom fighters, freedom defenders, freedom keepers worldwide. I hope everyone is doing well wherever you are, regardless of what is going on in the world right now. And I know it's crazy, and it seems like everyone's lost their minds and any form of common sense, but we have to keep the hope alive and know that there is a great awakening happening despite what the mainstream media is saying. The majority of people have not went and gotten these jabs. When you look at how many people are in the world, how many people are even in your city, there's no way they don't even have the manpower to handle those kind of numbers if everybody even wanted to go get one, and they know that there's a huge resistance. And they're lying about all of the numbers. They're lying about the population numbers, about the number of people that have gotten jabbed, about everything. All the numbers are skewed. I just want y'all to know. The one thing that is upsetting is they're lying about how many people have actually died and had adverse reactions to these inoculations, I'll call it. It's very sad that they're hiding that information from people, so they're not getting informed consent. But I want to read a letter that I wrote. Well, it was a comment turned into a letter to regulations.gov for the OSHA vaccine mandate. And I sent this on December 1st. The ID, let's see. This is for the COVID-19 vaccination and testing emergency temporary standard, Occupational Safety and Health Administration agency. This is in regards to the COVID-19 vaccination and testing emergency temporary standard, document ID OSHA-2021-0007 -0001. My comment is as follows. The inventor of the PCR, Mr. Kerry B. Mullis, has stated on video that the PCR cannot tell you if you are sick. It is only intended to analyze DNA. He also said Dr. Fauci is a fraud on a video interview. He conveniently died in August of 2019, immediately before Event 201, the Pandemic Preparedness Live Exercise in October of 2019, funded by Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum, and Johns Hopkins. What a coincidence. Wuhan, China, installed 5G everywhere after injecting everyone with nanotech vaccines the prior fall. And when they turned up the frequencies remotely, people began to get ill due to the 60 gigahertz frequency of oxygen as it affects our oxygen uptake. 60 gigahertz is listed on the FCC website, c5gdangers.com, for details about how microwave radiation penetrates the nervous system, as confirmed by Project Bazaar, a declassified government project decades ago. Graphene oxide in nanoparticles are confirmed in these vaccines by several sources. There are countless toxins and carcinogenic ingredients in these vaccines for a fake contagion that has never been isolated, purified, or sequenced in any lab worldwide. This fake pandemic is a psychological operation to usher in the new world order, and millions of people know this, maybe billions by now. The evil people behind this will never get away with it. My links destroy this entire narrative, and I stand with my brothers and sisters across the world to end this attack on humanity. Citizens' arrests are coming. Nuremberg 2.0. View the work of David Martin, who exposed all the patents of the coronaviruses dating over 20 years ago. Watch videos of attorney Rainier Fuelmich on BitChute and Rumble and other uncensored platforms. He is suing governments worldwide for crimes against humanity. They are installing deadly technologies, weaponized HVAC systems, retina-damaging lights everywhere, injecting people with nanotechnology, graphene oxide, and other harmful ingredients to intentionally cause illness and death. I have an album of vaccine injured and fatalities after getting jabbed. The results are horrific. Countless doctors are being silenced. Why? I've been deplatformed so many times. Why? How come all of the African presidents who refused the vaccines are dead? Why is the World Bank and IMF paying off governments worldwide to enforce masks and shutting down their economies? Why are they targeting children? These are Luciferians. Why does Luciferase exist? Or Luciferin as well. Why does adrenochrome exist? Everyone needs to wise up and wake up to what's actually going on. This is a psychological operation. There is no pandemic and there are no contagions. Where is the test for the variant, for a variant? There are no tests for any variants. Ask the health department and they will tell you this. There's no proof of a virus, and that is why Patrick King of Alberta, Canada, was able to win his case, because he challenged the health authorities to prove it even exists. They dismissed all of his fines because they cannot prove it. Germ theory is a lie. The microbe is nothing. The terrain is everything. We are not on a spinning ball. NASAfraud.com. All of the lies are being exposed. Those of you behind this mass murder of people will never get away with this. Never ever get away with this. Too many people know the truth now. Your time is up. When more people get hurt and die from these deadly injections, you cannot keep making up fake variants anymore. You are really starting to reveal yourselves with this stupidity. How many more variants are left? Even the sheep are beginning to see through this nonsense. That's how ridiculous it's getting and has been this entire time. Every day, more and more are waking up to the truth. We know the plan with the technology and why it's going in the schools, public buildings, on the street lamps, in neighborhoods, etc. We know about the GMOs in the food, fluoride in the recycled toilet water, where the pure water is, and how to grow real food. Chemtrails in the sky, smart meters pulsing radiation in our homes, excessive radiation from our cell phones, etc., causing us harm. We are boycotting your products, foods, water, kill grid, compact Wi-Fi cities, lethal injections, mainstream media prostitutes, artificial intelligence, political figures, COVID theater bullshit, television screen nonsense. Stay away from the children. You will be held to account. The truth is all over Telegram and other websites that aren't banning honest reporting. YouTube and Facebook and other mainstream social media platforms have lost all credibility. They are all sources of misinformation. People are flocking to MeWe and sites like it for the truth. You are all losers and you will never have your way with us. We will never consent to this agenda. Your weather warfare weapons will all fail. We do not consent. This is genocide, and we the people are awake to what is happening.